right? Not to be distracted. The problem is that we are a distracted generation. Have you ever seen in history, right? In history, have you ever seen somebody, very few probably ever done what we're doing today? And that's probably why there's holes in brains. According to some research, our brains have become like Swiss cheese with holes inside. Why? Can you imagine it? I'm just thinking about this today, actually. A guy sitting there, and he is holding 10 conversations at once. There's 10 people sitting around him, and this guy's saying something, so he's part of that. Then this guy's saying, then he has to run here, then he has to run there. This is what we do on WhatsApp and Twitter and everything. We're constantly checking. We give a response, then we go somewhere else. We give a response, or we just learn what they're saying. We just read what they're saying. We go back, he said something. Can you imagine the hard work that your brain has to do just to do that? And it's not natural. Never in history has it probably been natural to speak to probably more than two people at once. Even a HIFS class teacher who probably is the most proficient in this regard, who can listen to two students at once, but that's kind of by alternating and filling in the gaps because they're half is. That's probably why they can do that. Three people is impossible. You're going to miss out something. And it's, mashallah, the students are going to get very excited. But four people, it's impossible. They've actually done a, I remember I once went to a science center. I can't remember whether it was Ontario Science Center or it was somewhere else in the world. And just to understand how the brain functions, they actually gave you two headphones and they had different sounds coming from both, different voices. How can you process that information? You can't. This is exactly what we're doing. Can you imagine what that's going to do to your brain when you're doing this for hours on end every day? When I say hours on end, you don't do it. You may not do it for 3 hours together, but you'll probably do it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then do a bit of work and then do it again. Your mind is constantly jumping from one place to the other. That is so bad for you. Because of this whole COVID thing, I've had to get more online because I'm dealing with a lot of questions, a lot of feedback on things, a lot of comments, on because it's an ever-changing situation. You know, people said hostel is, you know, impossible. Some people are still saying that. Others say, no, it's completely safe, or it is safe, and so on. It's just constant. So I'm having to get more on there, respond to people. People want questions. And I was like, what's going on here? You know, just five groups or five different questions are coming. You're juggling between them. That is so bad for your brain. Like, there's just no doubt about it. Now, if you got that, how are you going to have concentration in your prayer? When you're in prayer, your brain is addicted now, not because you want it to be. Believe me, nobody even thinks of this as an addiction. They don't want it to be an addiction. They say it's not an addiction, but it is an addiction. That's why even when you're praying, how can you concentrate? How can you concentrate on work? This productivity has gone down because we're just constantly jumping from one place to the other. The mind is just used to jumping. That's serious. It's something that we really need to think about. I just thought about this today. I was like, man, this is detrimental. I have to get off this. So that's the way to get concentration and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.